Bez Hashem Bezbochi, we begin Perek Tesha Asa, the 19th chapter in the Rambam Sechas came the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. We're continuing the theme of the previous parakim discussing Klicheres, and specifically like the previous parak discussing when the Klicheres breaks. And this parak we discuss regarding the brokenness of the earthenware vessels that are pure. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding what is the measurement of the break that the earthenware vessel will have that will make it pure. Says the Rambam, Kama Sheir Hashever, how much is the measurement of the break? Sheyeshava Kli Cheres, that the earthenware vessel will break, the Yitar Tumasai, and it will either purify from the Tumah Im Hayyatumah if it was impure, or it's not going to now contract Tumah Im Hayyatar that if it was purified. So it depends what the vessel is. And if it's made for food items, when it develops a hole that olives will fall through those holes, that purifies it. It's not considered as a vessel anymore. Vaslamashkin, that which was made for liquid, Mishinokiv Machnis Bemashkin, when there is a hole that liquids will seep in. Meaning, if you put that bowl over liquids, Yikonis Hamashkin Laklibanekiv, liquids will come into the hole that's in the vessel. Now, Haaslakach, if there's a vessel that's made for food and for liquids, Matil Nasilchumer, then you put it according to its stringency, and therefore Vareu Makabo Tumah, it's still going to receive Tumah, actually Inokah B'maitzizayis, until it develops a hole that olives will fall out of it, which is a stringency that's still Makabo Tumah, for that of Eichlin, even though it's not even eligible for liquids anymore. Now, that's what's called Koinus Mashka, the liquids will seep in. Now, the Rambam's bothered. He says, "V'lo amr b'maitzei mashke," where there's a halacha that we know that it's only invalidated from a vessel if liquids will ooze out, in contrast to that which is seeping in, which that measurement of maitzei mashke is a smaller measurement than that of liquid seeping in. That was elab gister b'vav. That halacha was only regarding shards. Because shards, its status is primarily regarding that it's the reason why it's considered as a vessel is because it could collect the liquid that flows out from other vessels. Now, but if liquids are going to seep out of that, that will nullify its whole utility. In contrast, a regular vessel, even if it seeps out, it's still considered a vessel unless it has the larger hole of that which other liquids will seep into it. Halacha Beis continues regarding five measurements that apply to earthenware vessels in regards to halacha of being qualified as a kli. So chamish midas b'kli cheres, there's five measurements regarding earthenware vessel. So nikiv b'maitzi mashke, if it develops a hole the size that liquids will seep out, so that we just mentioned, tar melis tameh mishum gistera, that will purify it from it being considered as tameh if it functions as a gister, as a shard, but v'dainu chashem kli l'kadosh b'mechatas, it's still going to be considered as a vessel regarding sanctifying the paraduma waters which are used in the purification of a person became tummy, which you have to use a vessel, for that it's still considered as a vessel. Now, nikah b'koinus mashka, let's say the hole gets a little bit bigger, it's the hole the size that liquids could seep in, then ein aroi l'kadosh b'meichatas is not fit anymore to sanctify the meichatas with it anymore, but, because it's not considered in that regard as a vessel, but v'dayin kli hu chashav, it's still considered as a significant vessel, l'hachshir hazroyim, to make food items susceptible to tumah, which it has to come in contact with one of the seven liquids, b'mashkin ha-talushin boy, with liquids that would detach from the ground with this vessel, Kamar Shabbana explained in Hilchas Tumas Eichel and Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, for that it's still considered as a kli, that it's not mechub l'karka anymore, it's considered detached with this quote-unquote vessel. Now, nikiv kasher shakot, and let's say the hole is even bigger. Let's say it's a hole the size of a small root. Then einamayim shabatoichai mechshir in this esroim, then the water inside of it would not make the seeds food items susceptible to tumah because of our rehin kamosha in the mekleis, like it's not in the vessel, so it was never detached from the ground, didn't go into a vessel. It's not a kli for this halacha, but v'dain kli huchashav, it's looking at it as a vessel of kabel b'zaisim that olives could fit inside that bowl, and hence umakabel tumah when it's made for food items, like we explained in the previous halacha. Now nikib b'mitzaisim, it developed a hole the size that olives could fall out of it, then tards pure. And v'harei kekli glolim havonim, essentially it's like dungware or earthenware, shema kabam tumah, which they don't receive tumah. But v'adayin kli hu chashav l'hatzal b'tumah paslam, it's looking at it as a vessel regarding saving from a tumas oil, where there's a mess in the same oil, with a tightly fastened seal, ad shepachas shubay, until the majority of it, if the majority of that vessel it breaks, it's not going to save even when you close up the hole, as when it has a hole the size of an olive. Like I explained, Tumas Mes, by Perek Esther Mishnayim or Esther Mishnayim, as I explained elsewhere in Hilchos Tumas Mes. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the measurement of the hole that purifies different types of earthenware vessels. So, Hachavis, regarding a barrel. Shiura, its measurement is kegoizim, like nuts, because they used to put in nuts in barrels that have holes, which is not fit for liquids anymore. They would put nuts. It has a hole the size of a nut, so it's not as a kli anymore. It would be tar. Ha'ilpos, a frying pan, vagadera, and the pot, shiura and kezesim, their measurement is like that of an olive. And v'chinerebe shalcher, so too regarding an earthenware trough. A filo hesigdolim is very large. Machzegas arboim sa balache. It contains up to 40 sa of liquid. But v'nifchatsa b'maitzi zesim. But then it developed whole the size where an olive could fall out of it. Then afa pi shuhu matal tzida. Even though you could tilt it on the side. V'loshba, and you can knead with it. Because it's very large, so there's still enough room to knead. Doesn't make a difference. Tire would be pure. Because initially it wasn't made to knead it when it tilted on the side, and therefore that would not qualify for its halachic status as a vessel once it develops a hole the size of an olive. Halacha dal hapach, a flask, v'hatani, which the girsa is hatafi, which is a vessel that is very narrow and droplets come out of it. That's what's called tafi from the word of tipin. Either way, shiurim b'shemen, their measurement, where we say, depending on the size of the hole or what it's disqualified for, kamaitzi mashka, kokainis mashka, letting liquids in, liquids out. With these vessels, what type of liquid we qualify was that of, the measurement is with oil. Bafad sartzer, regarding a pitcher, which made for drinking water, and the opening is the type of open like a pitcher has. There, shiur b'mayim, its measurement is with water. Now, oil is thicker than water, so it doesn't go out or come in through a small hole as much as water does. And therefore, it's important to qualify which liquid is that a particular vessel going to be qualified for the halacha of mitzvah mashka and koinus mashka, depending which one it's used for. Halacha hey, ner, a lamp, shenitel piv. A ner is the vessel that you put the oil in the wick, and on the top, there's an addition where the wick leans on. That addition is called piha ner, the mouth of the lamp. So if the mouth has been removed, tahar, the lamp is pure because it's not fit for its utility. V'shal adama, now the lamp that's made out of earth, not earthenware, it wasn't heated up in the kiln in the fire. Shahusak piv bapsila, where if its mouth was heated up because of the hot wick, still ainim makabel tumah, would not be makabel tumah. V'ainim machal klei cher, it's not considered as earthenware vessels. Adama is not makabel tumah. When it becomes earthenware, it is makabel tumah. But achayusa kula bekibshan klei cher, because the fact that its piv was heated up with the wick, that wouldn't make enough. It has to be that the whole entire vessel was heated up in a kiln like earthenware vessels. Halacha vav continues regarding a barrel that developed, that either cracked or broke. So chavish nifchasa, regarding a barrel that broke. Now, ukshamatan oisal dafna, when you lean it on its wall, mikabelis, it could receive things. Or shenechlekul kiminshtei arnevez, let's say it split, or like along its length, like two troughs. Adayin mikabelis tuma, it's still going to receive tuma. Now, because it still has functionality if you designate it for that. Now, nisra'ah, let's say it didn't break, but there are cracks and it's shaky. And it cannot be moved bechatzi kav grigris with a half a cup of dried figs, then tahira, which that's the measurement of a small meal, so then it's going to be tar because no one's going to use this shaky barrel because it's very easy to break. So again, it's not a kli anymore. Halacha zayin, chavish shenitlu az neho, we're going to get a barrel that its handles were removed. So how do hika gistra? So it's like a shard, so although it's intact because it's very hard to move it, so it's like halacha, which gistra has a different halacha. And afilo oizen achas, even if it's just one handle. Now, nistika lamatamaz neho, let's say cracked beneath the ear of the handle of the barrel. Ava pishas nekayamas, although the handles are still around, still there also harizika gistra, it's going to be like a gistra because if you're going to move it with one of the handles, it's going to break apart. Now, vimesob mitchil shalubez nan, but let's say you made the barrel originally without handles, then the den kechavas, then it's qualified still as a barrel. If there's a barrel that cracked in the furnace, in the kiln when you're making it, now you see it as two shards. So it depends when it be cracked. If from when the work already was finished, meaning it was fired up, it was a full barrel, then it cracked. So then kol gistra mehem mekabel tuma, then every one of those shards are going to receive tuma because it's like a part of a vessel that's mekabel tuma, and the gistra is mekabel tuma. But vimnistiko koim shadigom melachta, well, let's say cracked before the work was finished, before it became a vessel, And then it was fired in the kiln. Then Tahira, because a halacha of being susceptible to tumah cannot come to a broken piece of a vessel, which was never mekabel tumah in the first place. Where the halacha is that klicharis only mekabel tumah once it's fired up in the kiln, and here it only fired up after it was already cracked. Now, says the Rambam Heichi about the Dabazah, how can you know when it happened? So it depends. Im hoyish shvedeh shavin, if the broken pieces are smooth, they're even, without any sharp edges, and b'teichem adim, the inside is red, that means actually nigma malachta nistika. That means to say crack before the work was finished. Ein shvedeh shavin, but if the cracks are not, where it's broken is not smooth, v'ein teichem adim, inside is not red, but you do, you know, then you know that after it was finished, only then did it break. And therefore, Mekabelos Tumah, it is Mekabel Tumah, Kishar Shivik Licheres, or in Latashmish, like all other broken pieces of earth or vessel, that's still fed for utility. Halacha test continues regarding this halacha of Gistera. Gistera, the broken shards. Shinisri A'a, now this Gistera is shaky. The Einim Mekabelos Mashkin, and it cannot receive the liquids that spill out, which is the utility of what a gistera is, to like protect what's spilling out from the vessel that it's under. So although you could put food items in that gistera, it's going to be pure, because it's not made for that. It's only made to receive the spilled out liquids, like we explained this. Now, and if it's going to pour out, because it's shaky, it's cracked, you don't make a gistra for a gistra, therefore it's disqualified. It's not as a kli to mekabel tumah. And v'chein so to gistra shenifchas, if the gistra breaks, or shenechlik l'sham, or it splits into two, tohayit it's pure, shalom emr, because they didn't say shirayim shal shirayim mistam. The leftovers of the leftovers are not mekabel tumah. Eli shiyari klichas bufati mistam. Only the leftovers of the original earthen vessel, they become a gistra, they become tumah, but the leftover of the leftover would not have the halacha of tumah. Halacha yud. Gistra, regarding this broken shard, shechidudin yotzim mimenu, where there's projections coming out from it. Now, bein shayisi yeshevis, so whether it was sitting, bein shayisi mutal tzido, whether it's leaning on its side, it depends. Kolam akabal min hachidudin, zesim, which means to say that if the chidudim, these projections, these pointy things coming out of the shards, themselves could hold olives. For example, let's say the distance between each one is not so big as that a hole will, that an olive will come out from. So then, kishismale hagister azesim, meaning when the gister itself is full with olives, so the chidudim hold back the olives through them, then, mitama b'maga, then they contaminate when they're touched, ukenegdoi mistama ba'avim, and opposite them, there's going to be tama in the ear space. But v'choshein mekabli ma'bezesim, but if you cannot receive with it olives, then mistam b'bamaga, it will have tum by touch, but the inkenig mistam b'aver, but it will not have opposite the tum of aver, which the Ram had explained in the previous parak, that there's generally qualification of rabbinic, where it's not considered biblically, but rabbinically will be stringent, will give it tumas maga, but not tumas aver. As Ram explains the loch yudav, kitzad mistam b'maga. First, what was the last halacha of the previous halacha, which is when it cannot be makabal zesim, where we say that it's going to become tummy from touch, but it does not become opposite tummy from the ear space. How is that? So, let's say tumma touches the gistra from inside. So, it's touch, so then the projection we said becomes tummy. But if let's say the tumma goes only to the ear space of the gistra, then the fellow is to connect the chidud. That's what I'm saying, that even if it was opposite the area of the chidud, the tumah is hanging above the wall of the gist in the place where it's opposite the chidud, the chidud is not going to become tummy. Halacha in base. Now, the ketzad connect is tummy ba'avim. What's the halacha when they could receive olives, that then you're saying that the area opposite will become tummy from the airspace? Shem hoisa tumah ba'avar gistra connect the chidud, that if the tumah was in the airspace of the gistra opposite the area of where this projection was, which is part of this broken gistra. So the chidud is going to be tummy with the gistra again. If it could contain olives, so then the inside is qualified of as a part of, meaning the it's as part of the gistra itself, and therefore it gets the tumah. And v'derech zehu b'chamakim, says Ram, and this way is in all places. Shnema, that it said b'klicheres, that it said regarding earthenware vessel, b'tan, b'kadayim, or the oven, or the stove. that mistama b'maga, when it becomes tummy from a touch or connected by avin opposite its ear space, or ain mistama connected by avin, or when it does not become tummy from opposite its ear space, and v'chein kol tumas maga ha'amud be'inik klicheres etan v'kirdaim hu. So to all tumas of touch that are said regarding an earthenware vessel or a stove or an oven, it's like this: shetiga hatuma ba'em mitaychem, that the tuma should touch them from the inside, because if it touched on the outside, then they're not going to become tummy. These extensions. And the chol tumas avahu, and whenever we talk about the tumah of the ear space, ishle tiga tumah klal, the tumah is not touching at all. After kanas avah blavat, it's only going to the ear space, and again, we said that will depend what if it's going to be kabbal the zesim or not, that will qualify that if it's going to have the tumah of the avah or not. Halacha gimel continues regarding an earthenware vessel that's shaky and it was fixed. So chavish shen nisri a'a, regarding a barrel that was shaky, and now it was smeared with animal dung. Even if one would take the animal dung and then the shards would ultimately break, would fall apart, still it is a mekabel stam, it's a mekabel tuma. Why? Because it never was nullified the status of a vessel from it. Meaning, a shaky vessel is still considered a kli. And therefore never really lost the halacha of be mekabel tuma as long as the animal dung is supporting it. Even if when he would take it off, the whole thing would shatter. But it's still a vessel. Now, nishbra, but if let's say it broke, the dibicharasah shaposh, and then you attach the shards after it was already came apart, or let's say you just brought shards from elsewhere and you smeared it together with animal dung. I mean, here in the opposite extreme, even if you take away the animal dung and the shards would remain together, it's going to be tar. Why? Because it already lost the status of a vessel, and you cannot make it a vessel with animal dung, which in itself is not mekabel tuma. Now, hoy ben cheres machzik revius, but let's say one of the shards contained itself a revius, a quarter of a leg. So connected is a ches b'vat. Only opposite that earthenware piece itself is mestam be'avol habatuma in its airspace. Neshu kli b'fenasma, because it's a vessel on its own. Forget about the rest that it's connected to. Ushar chavis any mestam, the rest of the barrel is not going to become tummy at shetiga b'hatuma metaycha, until the tuma touches it from the inside. Then when it touches it, it's going to become tummy, because then those pieces are like a yad, a handle for that earthenware piece that is makabel a revius. And the yad becomes tummy from touch and not from ear space, because according to the rules that we say that there's no yad for klicheres, but it's going to have the halacha of tuma when it touches it from the inside, like all those rabbinic types of halachas. And they sha'ein the kalishal, because it's not considered as an intact vessel, so it only has that limited halacha. L'chidalt, chavish nikva, regarding a barrel that got a hole. V'sasim ha'nekiv bezefes, and then the hole was closed up with tar, which does not connect it very well, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma even after it was closed up. And then it broke. So im yesh bacheres hasasim bazefes, if in that earthenware piece which was closed up with the tar, it has kedil hachzik revius that it could contain the revius, so it is mekabel tuma. It will be mekabel tuma because it's still fit for a gistera, and if it's fit to receive the liquids that drip into it, even though the tar is not something that really closes it up permanently. Why? Because from the broken piece of a barrel, never was nullified from it, the halacha of kli from it, meaning from the barrel, even though it's not makabel tuma, but it didn't totally lose its status as a vessel, because you can still fix it with things that will attach it very well. Now, but regarding your earthenware piece that got a hole after it was separated from the vessel, and then the hole was plugged up with tar, so Ava Bishamaksu Revis, even if it's going to contain Revis, tar it's going to be tar. Why? Shachera Shanika, because regarding an earthenware piece that developed a hole, Batal Shem Kli Milav, it lost its status of vessel from it, because here it's a gistera, and a person's not going to fix a gistera once it develops a hole, and therefore tar it's pure. And V'chol Shatar B'Klichera Shachas, and the moment that a Klichera is pure for one moment, even though here we subsequently fix it, in the Tumah L'Olam, well, it does not have Tumah ever again. Halach Tazvav. Kumkumos chenike, a kettle that developed a hole. V'aso bezeves, and you fix it with tar. So tar, it's still going to be tar. She'en yochel l'kab l'cham ikatzen, because in this case, since you make hot water in the kettle, it cannot contain it with just fixing with tar, like you would, as in the previous halacha, fix it if it was holding cold water. And v'chein kli hazeves v'hashav v'kitzba, so too, let's say, if you have a vessel made out of tar, or wax, v'kitzba, or things similar like that, same type of elements, same thing, tar and menim chalakim, they would be pure and would not be part and considered as vessels regarding the laws of tuma. Halacha design, mashpech shel cheres, a funnel made out of earthenware. shebekoker bezefes, which is plugged up with tar. Here too, ain't a makabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah. She'ina zefes mesim klikibul, because the tar will not make it into receptacle. Of the mashbech shel eitz, but regarding a funnel of wood, shesasame, which was plugged up, hadezek klikibul umistami, that would make it like a receptacle and makabel tumah. And the reason for that is because it's the same type. Tar comes from tree, from wood, and therefore it does connect well with it, and therefore it would be a permanent plug, and therefore it would be considered as a klikibul.